So let's talk about a warning of rabbit trails. Rabbit trails, you know what we mean by that? Well, the other day, my young brother Akuo, who is up in a northern state, he's up in Wisconsin, and he's working to fund his ministry and also going out flying signs. We're going to meet up with him, Lord willing, in the weeks ahead to do ministry together again. He was out flying signs, and a man came up to him and acted like he wasn't a believer. Turned out he was a believer. That was a little deceitful. But anyway, the man tried to get him to go down preacher rapture. The man tried to get him to go down what's going to happen to the millions of children in the tribulation. And my young brother has learned well. He didn't take the bait. He didn't go down the rabbit trails. He said, well, you know what? You could send us an email someday. And if we're united in the faith, my brother and I'd love to talk to you about that. But let's stay focused on the gospel and repentance and what you and I need, because he could tell this man was rather worldly and needed some help. So my young brother did a great job in that. Rabbit trails, we get it all the time. People walk up, they don't want to talk about the gospel that they need, the foundation, the rudiment, basics of Christ first, and then we move on once we get that down and we're living that. But you got to start with that. Christ, the foundation, Ephesians 2. And the apostles and prophets and their doctrines. People walk up and they go, what about politics? Hey, what about abortion? Hey, what about that new state law they passed? Hey, what about head coverings? Hey, what about this church right down the street? And we're happy to talk truth with people, but we always want to start with the gospel. And here's the test. If you won't take a gospel card and you won't test what we preach and test what you believe and get to the truth of the gospel, head coverings, politics, some law, some church means nothing. If you die today without the biblical gospel, you're going to lose your soul. We don't have any unity. We don't have any basis on which we can stand if we don't have the gospel right. So watch out, all you people that witness and do ministry. It's one of the first things I learned. Control the conversation. Don't go down rabbit trails. And those kind of deeper discussions like pre-trib rapture, the theology of head covering, these are all meant for seekers that have the gospel right and they prove that they're born of God and they desire more. That's who we go down those trails with. But we always start with the biblical gospel. And here's what happens. If you allow people to take you all over rabbit trails, you could be talking for an hour to people and waste a lot of time. We're not supposed to cast our pearls. We're supposed to redeem the time. If you stay focused on the gospel, you either talk to a person for an hour that really wants truth and they listen to the gospel and they want more truth, or the mockers end up coming out and you send them on their way quickly. You don't entertain a mocker. You don't go along with them. So watch out for the rabbit trails in ministry. Stay focused on the gospel. And I always tell men and sisters, give me a topic. Ask me a question, and within 20 seconds, I can take it to the gospel they need. Practice doing that. If they ask you about politics, get it to the gospel. If they ask you about the world affairs, get it to the gospel. If they ask you about why do you dress that way, get it to the gospel. Don't go down rabbit trails. Focus on the gospel. There's plenty of time if we are united or if people want to get our website and our email and then Bible study. Plenty of time for all that other stuff. In the streets, we definitely want to just focus on the gospel, not rabbit trails.